702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpakanyane. Live, online, smartphones, DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
8:50 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. We maintain our focus on things pertaining to the arts and to culture as well. Today, right now, we're talking about the fact that last week, the New Media and Vizzy magazine's creator-director, Mark Serra, won the Art Director of the Year Special Recognition Award at the 2022 Eddie and Ozzy Awards, which took place in New York City. Now, of course, Vizzy magazine is at least one of our favorite and most just fantastic decor magazine. And Mark accepted his prize at what I'm told is a glitzy gala event at City Winery at Pier 57 on the Hudson River in New York. And he was honored for his excellence in editorial and design. The Eddie and Ozzy Awards are among the most prestigious recognition programs in digital and print media. And it really is a pleasure to celebrate one of our own in this incredible achievement. And Mark joins us on the line. Mark, of course, is creative director and is a creative force behind Essay's most beautiful magazine. One of Essay's most beautiful magazines, Vizzy Magazines. Mark Serra, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Congratulations on winning this award.
Thank you. What a nice introduction. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know, Mark, you are best placed far more than us to just talk to us about the significance of achieving Art Director of the Year Special Recognition Award. You beat out how many of your other colleagues globally? Colleagues, no doubt, that continue to inspire you or that you have a healthy, if not friendly, competition with.
Yes, it was healthy and friendly competition. And I mean, it's from across the globe. I mean, I am still stunned, still pinching myself, cannot actually believe that I'm sitting here with this fantastic award. It's a big achievement. And, you know, the recognition of the award is celebrating and recognizing South African design on the world stage,
yeah.
And especially in the greatest city in the world, New York, known for its best editorial design.
Yeah.
It's inspired me to do more, give more, take Vizzy to new heights, give the reader more and transport them into another world that they deserve.
Yeah.
It also affirms that where we're on the top of our game in South Africa from editorial design, digital architecture, and interior design. I don't think, as South Africans, we realize how unique, diverse, and brilliant we are. We stand out in the world of design. You know, it has that South African flavor. What that is, I think it's been bold, brave, experimental, unique, colorful. And the company that I work for, New Media Swipe, their philosophy is exactly that. It's about innovation, truly a leading company in design, content, and masters in the digital world. And I'm privileged, absolutely privileged to work for a company like this.
You know, Mark, when we talk about creative design, what in the world are we talking about? And what makes Vizzy still a useful and reliable and authoritative companion in one's design architectural journey, right, as a right. South African? Because in a world where you've got influencers, you've got people that are curating on their own little platforms.
Yes.
You clearly still command that following of loyal readers online as well as with the magazine itself, who go, no, this is where I go to for something definitive, authoritative on the South African landscape.
Well, you know, BC has always been a platform for being different and celebrating the arts in South Africa. You know, when I design BC, I look at every page and design it in such a way to bring out the essence and the personality of the story. It's like a canvas to me. That every issue is a new piece of art. I want the reader to experience a visual feast and in turn celebrate the essence and the personality of the home, the vision of the architect, the interior decorator. I have enormous respect for the artisans in this country, and Vizzy celebrates them.
Mm.
I think my main passion are my readers. I want to give them the best of me, which is Vizzy. I love surprising them. Every issue is unique. It has its own personality. It's like a box of beautifully wrapped chocolates. And then you just don't know what you're going to get. The readers are my joy.
Yeah.
And it's the main reason why I do what I do. I love going the extra mile. They deserve the best. In our editorial meetings, I always ask, and I bring this forward, is it good enough for our readers? We won't settle for nice. Mm. We want incredible. We want the wow factor. We want to be the best.
Yeah. Not settling for nice. I like that.
Not
I absolutely love it.
For nice.
Absolutely love it. I had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, multidisciplinary artist Lee Duduma, Lingani Mqombothi, and we're talking about the fact that it feels so indulgent to buy a magazine that you might not necessarily read, but it's part of your household and home decor because the cover just speaks volumes about where you are in your life, the kind of person that you perhaps are, the kind of person that you are aspiring to become. And Visy magazine, I'm now speaking for myself, absolutely do read it back, you know, front to back. Love the content. But yes, absolutely. It also is part of my decor in the house. Definitely every new edition makes its way to the, onto the coffee table and takes pride of place until I grab the next one. And then it's off to the shelves of my library. But the sense that you are creating, as you say, this artwork that abides in a home beyond the month of September 2022 or the month of May 2022, does that add extra pressure in terms of how you curate and discover? Because now you're not just repeating and regurgitate. You cannot just repeat and regurgitate content and the same old creatives, but either reinterpreting them or discovering new people. What does that process look like for you and your team?
Well, we do work way in advance. And, you know, every single issue has more or less a theme as to what we would like to say for a particular season.
Sure.
Because VC is bi-monthly. And, you know, when it comes to, let's say, a spring or a summer issue, we will celebrate everything that is summer. You know, if you think of a home, you think of your time in your home. If you have a swimming pool, how would you decorate around the pool? The feeling of summer freshness, how would you approach that? How would you transport the reader into a fantastical, wonderful place and want them to go out and make their lives better?
Make their lives better. Just expand on that for me, Mark, because quite often when we talk about design, when we talk about the home, when we talk about decor, people think that it necessarily has to be expensive. We can't all afford a Richemnisi sofa and a nice little architectural, you know, seat that he's designed. What does design mean and why is it important for all human beings?
You know, design, and especially with Visy, yes. You know, the certain interiors that we do showcase are unaffordable. But my argument has always been, the idea of Visy is to give you the idea of trends. For example, if you use, let's say the color red is a focus for the season or for the next couple of years. You know, we could be showcasing extraordinary homes which cost absolute millions, but you can take inspiration from it. For example, recover your couch in a beautiful red fabric. Paint your walls in a beautiful red color. So it's ideas that you take in from that and with your budget accordingly, go and decorate your home.
Mm.
It's inspiration and pure inspiration.
Yeah.
I cannot stress that enough.
And the celebration of beauty and joy. Designer Zach Posen
Absolutely.
Said, there's no downside Absolutely. To beauty ever.
Yes. And you know, which I absolutely love, and it's one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, I have a passion for it, is African art.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that eclecticism of using modernism with African traditional pottery to sculpturing, to you name it. It is that flavor and that mix is so unique. You don't find it anywhere else in the world.
We're going to have to leave it right there. Mark Serra, Creative Director of New Media and Visy Magazine, congratulations on winning the 2022 Eddie and Aussie Awards and, of course, bringing your passion and your flavor to Weekend Breakfast this morning.